Alright everyone, here we go with Hellhunter Part 7. This is going to be really irritating. Oh man, okay.
Bowles, metal, to the chemistry lab.
So we're going
to
go through here. Blah, blah, blah.
As Alien suspected, there's a lab here with...
As
you have
Alien
reached,
suspected...
Hit it to the torture chamber.
It was a trap.
To the entrance.
It was a trap.
Finally, the light of the sky is visible in the path.
Yeah. Shut up.
You have reached the hidden light to the chemistry. Amelia. Alien turned.
Okay.
100% life points.
Yeah, we go through these stupid... stupid torture crap. And then... Well, then the fun begins. Don't you know? Sure, my recording is working right. Yeah, it should be. Okay, I'm just gonna get through this here. Right. Excuse me. Didn't mean to burp like that. Stop laughing at me. You'll pay for laughing at me. Okay.
Press control to continue.
And there goes my phone going off.
After a while, she pressed the left arrow. Driven by mere instinct, suddenly he bites the neck of Deus. This is something that she can't see with her powers. Alien starts to suck her blood greedily. She gives off a jolt. His energy quickly returns, actually even more so. With sudden force, Alien breaks the chains. He stands up with Deus. He won't stop sucking her blood. It's too delicious. A bloodlust frenzy from inside dominates his thoughts and his actions. In his excitement, he lifts her, holding her back with the left arm and her left leg with the other hand, and leans Deus against the wall on the other side. As Alien keeps draining her blood, she hugs him with all her strength, rather than trying to fight him. She's filled with joy. She says that it's such a magnificent answer. So this is what's inside him. His true colors. She accepts him with all her being and begs him to do the same with her. She adds that he will be her prisoner forever. Saying that, Deus leans her lips towards the space between his neck and his left shoulder and marks it with a passionate bite. With her last strength, she pulls the lever next to her. A pit opens in the ground, and Deus drags Alien with her inside the pit. It is a long fall in the dark. Oh. Elian suddenly returns to normal and feels the body of Deus tightly holding him, as if to protect Elian from the fall. But this place is really too dark. The first thing that comes into his mind is a place of which he just heard about, the so-called Caves of the Abyss. A huge system of caves in which darkness dominates everything. A place in which there's no way to see anything, in which there's no life inside it, and where any conventional method of orientation fails. A terrible place, in other words, even if no one who entered inside it ever returned. Elian is preparing for the worst. He's without his equipment, yet he can count on the excess blood that he sucked from Deus. He managed to transfer it into 3 blood vials, right before his greedy and unknown side would absorb it completely inside the body. Aside from that, he will have to count on his claws and fangs.
Okay.
After a long fall, Elian lands on a pile of something. Bones. It didn't hurt much, thanks to Deus. Her corpse lies in Elian's arms and turns into ash. She had the holy symbol, just as he thought. He takes it and wears it as a necklace. This place is so dark that there's no way to get one's bearings inside it with your eyes. Elian barely stands up on his feet, and suddenly a familiar voice starts to whisper in his ear. It's her, Deus. But Elian is absolutely sure she's dead. He must be having some kind of a hallucination. There are other voices in the distance. The place is probably populated by monsters. You have reached Cave of the Abyss, Pile of Bones.
Okay, so this is, from what I can tell, the exact center of the maze and where you start.
Saving point. You saved the game.
And this is where things get very difficult.
Pile of Bones. It's a very large pile. With his hands, he can sense that they are human bones. He can even feel some pieces of flesh still attached. But there's no trace of bugs, like flies. Perhaps they are all the victims of Deus, which have been tossed from that pit. Ceiling! Raising his head, Elian can see a very small, weak light. That must be where he fell from. It seems very distant. North exit, east exit, south exit, west exit. Saving point.
So you have those exits now. The problem is, the exits don't go where you necessarily think they would. So I'm gonna...
west, south, east exit.
Let's go east first.
Elian follows a twisted and narrow path. He thinks it might be a good idea if he can remember any of these places, according to the elements inside each place. You have reached Caves of the Abyss, Depths. Corpse. Touching the corpse, Elian starts to hear a voice, but it looks like he lost his sanity, staying here for too long.
You think? Oh, and of course we have monsters.
The enemy is getting faster. The enemy is getting faster. The enemy is getting faster. The battle ends. Elian gains 210.
Okay.
Corpse.
Oh, come on.
Mm.
Got some of these weird unknown monsters.
Battle ends. Press control to continue.
Okay.
Corpse. South exit. Corp. West exit.
So there's two corpses.
Corp. South exit. West exit.
West exit and a south exit.
Corpse. Touching the corpse, Elian starts to hear a voice. While searching for some treasure, he and his colleague were cornered by demons. Southwest exit.
Now the problem is, if I go west, this doesn't take you back where you'd necessarily think.
Elian follows a twisted and narrow path. Apparently this space has no other passage, except the one he entered from. You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Depths. Rock. Without sight, it would be easy to stumble against an obstacle. Without sight.
So that's a landmark.
Torch. An electric torch. Apparently the light is not working. Maybe the batteries are dead. Corpse. The corpse is curled up against the wall. It looks like he's holding a shovel.
Now that's important for later, so I'm going to try to remember this.
South exit. Rock.
So if we go south, we should hit... Back to this room.
You have reached K-Corpse. Touching the corpse, Elian starts to hear a voice. But it looks like he lost his sanity.
Yep.
West, south exit.
So this is that area. So if I go south here, this should take me back to the main chamber.
You have reached Cave of the Abyss. Pile of bones.
So that's important. Now...
Saving. You saved the game.
What I'm going to try to do, so... I'm going to try to map this out in my head as best I can. So east and then west is where you find the shovel. That's important for later. So just keep that in mind.
West exit.
Let's go west here.
Elian follows a twisted and narrow path. It's difficult to navigate in this place. You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Depths.
Now, I'm just going to say, for the record, I'm not a fan of mazes. Not at all. I think mazes are obnoxious and highly unfair. But, you know.
Corpse.
So here we are. We have some more landmarks.
Touching the corpse, Elian starts to hear a voice. He was searching for a way out, but he felt he was being watched. Someone slowly approached, and...
That's another landmark.
Rock. Elian can feel a rock. He better watch his step in this place.
And I should hit some monsters. Yep. Now... You can, in most cases, avoid the monsters if you move to the left instead of right when you're examining things. Just a helpful tip. Mm-hmm.
The battle ends. Press control to continue. East exit, corpse. Rock, west exit. East exit, corpse. Rock, west exit.
Now the problem is...
East exit.
I have a feeling if I go east again...
Elian follows a twisted and narrow path. Her voice tells him that she feels so sorry for him. Right when he finally found a mate to appease his loneliness, he decided to be alone once more. She knows how much he's suffering. You have reached Caves of the Abyss, depths.
A mate?
Rock. This rock is even taller than Elian. It could even be a column.
A mate? Yeah, I don't know if I'd call her a mate. Oh, hell, and here we have more monsters. I really should try to avoid these. Okay, so east takes you here. Yeah, the landmarks... The landmarks really do help.
The okay, battle ends.
Yes, we're done. Okay.
Press control. West exit. South exit. North exit. Rocks. The way is heavily blocked by all those rocks. It's best to proceed slower. Rock. Rock. West exit. South exit. North exit.
Okay, problem. Oh, hell. So I came in here from the... east.
South. West exit.
I've got a nasty feeling, though, if I go back west, it's not going to take me where I think it will.
Elian can tell for sure this is a passage. The air is less stagnant, and it's slightly easier to find one's bearings here. You have reached Caves of the Abyss passage.
So, a few things here. There's three or four dead ends. I think there's four... that you have to find, and once you find them all, you'll have to go back and find something. So, let's see. Oh, god. Weird monsters.
The enemy is getting stronger. The enemy is getting stronger. The enemy is getting stronger.
Leave me alone.
The enemy is getting stronger.
Okay, we're done.
The battle ends. Elian gains two. North exit, east exit.
So I go east here.
You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Depths. West exit. South exit. North. West.
Okay, so we go west here. Which takes me to the passage.
You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Passage. North exit.
And then north.
A slight flow of wind passes from here. That could mean an exit somewhere. You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Passage. West exit. South exit.
I think...
west.
Let's go west here.
The flow of the wind continues through this way. What are those creatures anyway? Elian fought monsters for years, but he can't connect their sounds to any of the creatures he's met until now. You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Passage. North exit. South exit.
Aw, crap.
North.
Let's go north.
No wind blows at all from this path. Still, it could be worth exploring further. You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Passage. North exit. West exit. East exit.
Oh, crap. Come on.
The enemy is getting stronger.
Guys, I'm
the enemy is getting stronger. The enemy is getting stronger. The enemy is getting stronger.
This might be where I rage quit.
The battle ends. Elian gains 2. North exit.
Let's go north here. I'm lost. Very lost.
This passage leads in the opposite direction. Maybe towards the depths. But it should be located some meters above that location. You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Passage. West exit. Slide path. West exit.
So the slide path takes you back, I think, to the other place. I mean, oh, I don't like this. I don't like this.
You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Passage. North exit. West exit.
Let's go west here.
The path ends here. There's some corpses in this room. There might be a reason. You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Dead end. Corpses. There are many corpses around here. There's no ledge nearby, so it's possible that they died from the monsters of the cave, after being trapped in the dead end. Rags. There's a bunch of ripped clothes and other fabrics. Most of them are soaked in dried blood. Standing corpse. A corpse is standing at the bottom of the dead end, with his hands on the wall. East exit. Corpses. East.
So we go east here. This should take me back to the passage.
You have reached Caves of the North, West, East exit.
And then what if I go east again?
You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Passage. North, South, East exit.
Try going south. Let's see.
The ceiling of this area is illuminated. The wind flows from above. It's about 20 feet above Elian. You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Dead end. Corpses. There's some corpses. They must have died from the fall. Most of them are in a recumbent position. Could that mean that they died falling while trying to climb the ledge? Ledge. Above the ledge, it's possible to see a dim light. But it's 20 feet above him. East egg corpses. East.
So we go east here. And then...
You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Passage. North. South. East egg. North.
The north. I'm thoroughly confused.
You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Passage. North exit, west exit. North.
Let's go north again. Or that might just take me in circles. I'm very confused.
You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Passage west. Slide path.
Oh, crap. No, I don't want to... Oh, for...
Elian is defeated. Seems like this is the end. Press the left arrow to load the... You have reached cave west exit.
Okay, so if we go west here... I can do this all over again, really? Because of the stupid monsters in here?
Elian follows a twisted and narrow path.
Yeah.
It's difficult to navigate in this place.
You don't
you
say...
You have reached cave east exit, west exit.
You don't say, David. You don't fucking say...
You have reached Cave of the Abyss. Pile of bones. West exit.
Okay, so go west and then east.
You have reached Caves of the Abyss. East exit.
Okay, west, east.
Elian follows a twisted and narrow path.
Blah.
Avoid.
Yeah.
You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Depths. West exit. South exit.
If I go south, maybe?
Elian follows a twisted and narrow path.
Okay.
You have reached north exit. South exit.
And if I go south again?
You have reached Cave of the Abyss. West exit. South exit. East exit.
Wait, let's go south and then north.
You have reached Cave's north exit.
That bitch is still laughing at me.
You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Depths. West exit. South exit.
West. Trying to find those dead ends.
Elian can tell for sure this is a passage. The air is less stagnant. You have reached Caves of North Exit.
And then we go north here.
A slight flow of wind passes from here.
Right.
That could mean an exit somewhere.
So we found two dead
ends
over here.
You have reached Caves of West Exit. South Exit.
Let's go south. Because logic would tell us... Well, this place is not
this
logical.
Is an open space. It's an area that echoes and can be used as a reference point.
Oh.
You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Wide area. Northwest. South exit. East exit.
Okay, so this is the wide area. So it's like a big square, I think, with exits...
This path suggests a circular structure of that smooth wall that connects all those areas. You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Wide area. Northeast. West exit. South exit.
Oh, come on, I don't want to fight. Oh, yeah, we got these really weird monsters.
Elian is getting weaker. Elian is getting slower. Elian is getting weaker. Elian is getting slower.
Okay.
The battle ends.
So let's see, we're at...
Elian gains two.
Okay.
West, south, smooth wall.
Okay, there's a wall here. Oh, come on, another freaking monster.
Elian is getting weaker. Elian is getting slower. Elian is getting weaker. Elian is getting slower.
Come on.
The battle ends.
We done.
Elian gains 2. West Egg saving point. You saved the game.
Save the game here in this place.
Smooth wall. Elian touches the wall. This one is very smooth, and looks like it joins up with the other smooth walls nearby. The wall should continue toward the southwest. Saving point. West, south.
So let's go south here, because there's some important clues here.
This is an open space. It's an area that echoes and can be used as a reference point. You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Wide area. Southeast. North exit. West. East exit.
Oh, come on.
Elian is getting weaker. Elian is getting slower. Elian is getting weaker. Elian is getting slower.
I mean,
the battle ends.
This is
Elian gains 2.
This is almost as bad. Oh, come on, not again.
The battle ends. Elian gains 1.
Yeah, this is almost as ridiculous as the catacombs in Manamon 2, but of course we all know how... Oh, how ridiculous and unprofessional Aaron Baker is.
North exit, west, east, smooth wall. Elian touches the wall. It's very smooth. Even the configuration of the rock is different. Maybe it leads to a new path. Elian wants to check all those walls. He had an impression of hearing someone muttering. North, west, east exit.
Here we go.
West, east.
East.
A slight flow of wind passes from here. That could mean an exit somewhere.
Ah, hell.
You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Passage. North exit.
If I go north, would that take me back in here?
You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Wide area. Southeast. North exit. West exit.
Let's go west here. We will investigate that later.
There's a break in this path. It requires a closer inspection. You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Wide area. Southwest. North exit. East exit.
Oh, come on! I don't want to... You know what?
Elian is defeated. Seems like this is the end. Press the left arrow to load the line. You have reached Caves of West Exit. South.
I think we go south here.
This is an open space. It's an area that echoes and can be used as a reference point.
Yeah, I know.
You have reached Caves of the Abyss. Wide area. Southeast. North and west.
Let's go west.
There's a break in this path. It requires a closer inspection. You have reached Cave Corpse. Touching the corpse, Elian starts to hear a voice. He was convinced that in those wide areas there was something important, even if he didn't find enough clues until the end.
Oh, come on, come
on. Elian is getting weaker. Elian is getting slower.
No, you know what? No, I'm not going to do this. This is pissing me off too much. Sorry, you guys. Sorry. You know, I was having fun until this maze. I somehow got through it before. I have no idea how. Just wandering around forever. But no, this is not fun. This is just aggravating. Sorry. If you want, I can tell you how it ends. Basically, you walk out of here, then you have to go grab all your stuff from that hidden cave thing, and you leave, and you go back to the ship, or the boat with those people, and then there's some extra quests that you can do, one of which involves apparently wandering back into this maze to find someone who's probably dead, and there's some other enemies that you can fight, but then of course the end game, of course, is you walk around, and I think it's like a hillside near the ocean. You fight the construct, which is called an antinomian. Yeah, I am not playing the rest of this. This maze is pissing me off too much. I'm sorry, you guys. But that's not fun. If you make a game, please don't make a maze. I almost wish I had known about this before I bought the game, because the maze just drives me insane. I don't like mazes. I think mazes are unfair. They're not very fun. I am directionally challenged as it is, and when you spend time making a stupid thing where it's like, oh, you go one way and you go the other way, that doesn't necessarily mean that you end back up at point A. No, that's just fucking stupid. So I'm sorry, you guys, but this is it. Because I don't have the patience for this. Sorry. It's a decent game. I think the combat is annoying, and so is this maze. Sorry, no. No, I'm done. I mean, there was a reason I quit playing Manamon 2, because at the very end of Manamon 2, the last pieces of extra content involve you traveling through like five or six levels of a ridiculous randomly generated maze, and you can't put markers. I mean, at least this place has has some markers, but the problem with the markers and the maze is there's enemies everywhere, and you got to fight them every time you walk into new locations. So just no, I don't like mazes. That's about it, guys. So hopefully you have found this helpful, and I guess I'll be back to do something else. Someone requested that I do the game called World of War, which is basically Niantian's version of Judgment Day. I guess I can demo it. It's kind of cool. And for those of you that don't know, that's the same guy who made he made all the Bakurano debugging games, but I am not playing this anymore. Sorry. Nope. So, you guys take care.